Shabbat Shalom. For these, we call them the study source drash. We try and keep it to about 3 to 6 minutes. So I'm going to give you 6 short Divrei Torah in my 3 to 6 minutes. You can watch it on the clock. The first, I want to start with understanding something that happens in our parsha. As true for pretty much every Torah portion, the Israelites are rebelling. No one thinks that Aaron and Moses should be leading. And so God says, this is what I want you to do. Get the leader of every tribe, 12 heads of their tribes together, get their staff, have them inscribe their name on it, and plant their staff in the ground in the tent of meeting, in God, by the Mishkan. So they plant their staffs in, and the next morning they go and get the staffs, and Aaron's, it says, has sprouted. Not only it says it sprouted, it grew sprouts, blossoms, and almonds out of this staff. Now we have, that's amazing, clear proof to everyone that Aaron is the one who's supposed to be the high priest, that everything is as it should be, and stop complaining. Absolute, unequivocal proof. But we have a problem that says the staff sprouted. That would have been fine. But it says the staff sprouted, and then it adds, it grew sprouts, blossoms, and almonds. We don't need that. We got the message. In fact, if the miracle had just been that the staff sprouted anything overnight, that would have been enough to show. So why do we have this extra addition about the specifics of sprouts, blossoms, and especially almonds? And now, here the rabbis give a wide range of opinions. Rashbam, who's the consummate literalist, says the reason we have both is what happened was overnight, the sprouts happened in the tent, they got the staffs out of the tent, and then the blossoms and the almonds showed up in front of everyone. They grew instantaneously, kind of like you could imagine like a special effects moment in a movie. They popped out. It's Drash 1. Chizkuni, another Middle Ages commentator, says that they grew so quickly that the point was it's supposed to show how the priests are supposed to act in the temple, in the tabernacle. They're supposed to do their sacrifices with speed so that the intended effects can happen. Rashi says what's really going on is that the almonds are the fruit or the nut that grow to maturity the fastest of all things. So they were picked to make it clear that if you rebel against God, punishment will come as fast as almonds grow, as in very quickly. That we're up to 3 now. The Midrash, Numbers Rabbah, says what really is going on here is the pomegranates and nuts have already been used in the Bible to describe all of the people Israel. So we need almonds, something specific to describe, to happen here, because we're singling out the tribe of Levi. We're not making it just about the whole people. Israel is singling out them. And finally, Ibn Ezra points to Jeremiah. Jeremiah has a prophetic dream in which he dreams an almond branch. And God tells Jeremiah that means that God is ever watchful. So we picked almonds, and almonds grew here as a way of reminding everyone that God is always watching us. Okay, so that means, I just scraped the surface. We have 5 different interpretations of an event that was organized in a way to be absolutely clear. In other words, God said, you guys are not sure whether or not Aaron should be the leader. Let me perform a miracle and make everyone 100% clear that Aaron should be the leader. And the rabbis came up with 5 different things that this clear miracle might mean. And for me, that's where the magic really happens. Because I think the Torah, by leaving it open this way, by having a way in to have 5 different interpretations, I think is giving us a different kind of message of how we live our lives. We spend a lot of time trying to get to the truth, what really happened, in all kinds of things, everything from TV shows to our actual lives. But at the end of the day, most of the time, we don't get to know
And what's more, you and I can sit and have the same experience and experience it totally differently. Take entirely different meanings out of the moment. Yes, the big truths. Aaron is the high priest. The big truths. Love is good, hate is bad. Those things we can know. But if you scratch the surface even just a little bit and get below, we have to learn to live with the idea that all we have is our own perception and our own ability to try and hold together an idea and maybe convince someone else and talk about it with someone else. We are forced to remember that there is a wide range of what truth is, depending on the person. And each of these ones lead back to those big T, capital T, truth, the big ideas that we can all agree on. But there are a lot of details along the way. Shabbat Shalom.